We begin today with tennis, and prior to facing Rafael Nadal in the semi-finals of the BNP Paribas Open in Indian Wells on Sunday, the leading Czech men's tennis player Tomáš Berdych had never beaten the Spanish star once in 11 meetings over a seven-year period. And unfortunately, the Czech's hopes of a first win over Nadal were dashed yet again on Sunday, when despite at one moment serving for the second set at 5-3, he lost 4-6, 5-7. Afterwards, Berdych was philosophical about being bested once more by the eventual winner of the tournament.
If there wasn't a player that I never did well against, maybe I wouldn't be sixth in the rankings. I'd be first, which at the moment I'm not. At present, that's a long way off. He's simply better than me in several areas, but of course, I don't like losing, and it'd be nice to end some tournament as winner again.
Next, winter sports, and Gabriela Sokolova was simply unstoppable at the Russian resort of Kanty-Mansiysk in the final round of the Biathlon World Cup this season. The Czech, who is 23, had previously never topped the podium in her career, but at the weekend she came first in three races: the 7.5-kilometre sprint, the 10-kilometre pursuit, and the 12.5-kilometre mass start to finish sixth overall. Sokolova said her success was beyond her wildest dreams.
Before the season began, I had no idea I could ever win in my life, so it never occurred to me that I could win any races in a row. It's a huge surprise for me. I don't know what to say.
Moving on to football, and after Victoria Pilsen were knocked out in the last 16 stage of the Europa League by Fenerbahce on Thursday, they bounced back to trounce Dukla Prague 4-0 in the Czech League on Sunday. The home side enjoyed a one-man advantage for virtually the entire game, when Dukla defender Jan Vorel got his marching orders after only 20 seconds for shouldering striker Stanislav Tetzel in the face. That beats a previous Czech top-flight red card record held by who else Tomáš Řepka, who once lasted only 25 seconds in a game for Sparta Prague. Sparta remained 3 points off the pace in second after coming from behind to beat Hradec Králové 2-1 away on Saturday. In a fortnight's time, Sparta welcomed Pilsen in what the latter's manager Pavel Vrba is saying could well be the game of the spring half of the season. Finally, the Czech national squad have been gathering in Prague on Monday ahead of two important World Cup qualifiers, against Denmark at home on Friday evening and away to Armenia on Tuesday. Michal Bilek's team currently lie third in their group, 5 points behind leaders Italy and 1 point behind Bulgaria, with both having played one game more. That's all the sport for today.